Block pays 45 mailers to settle cash app fraud protection claims. Block, the payments company run by Jack Dorsey, agreed to pay $45 million to settle claims from 46 U.S. states that its Cash App unit failed to protect users from fraud, according to a July 8, 2026 report from Reuters carried by Cointelegraph. As part of the deal, Block will also add live customer support to Cash App, addressing a gap that fraud victims have complained about for years. The settlement was reached with a coordinated group of state financial regulators. Regulators found that Block did not do enough to prevent fraudulent activity on the app and was too slow to respond once users reported that money had been taken from their accounts. The core of the complaint, state examiners focused on two failures. The first was weak anti-fraud controls that let bad actors move money through the app. The second was the response after the fact. When a user's account was drained, getting a human at Cash App to intervene was difficult, and by the time anyone did, the funds were often gone. Cash App has run for years without a general customer service phone line. Support ran through in-app messaging and email, which fraud victims described as slow and circular. The addition of live support is the most concrete operational change in the settlement, and it is the one users will actually notice. Block did not admit wrongdoing as part of the agreement, which is standard in multi-state settlements of this kind. The $45 million is split among the participating states, a second regulatory hit in 2 years. This is not Block's first run-in with financial regulators over Cash App. In January 2025, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau ordered Block to pay up to $120 million in refunds to users, plus a $55 million penalty over similar complaints about fraud handling and support failures. The new state settlement covers overlapping ground, and it signals that regulators still see the same weaknesses 2 years later. Taken together, the CFPB action and this multi-state deal put Block's fraud liabilities from the Cash App business well past $200 million since early 2025. For a company that reports in the billions, the dollar figure is manageable. The operational mandate to staff live support at scale is the heavier long-term cost. The crypto angle Cash App is one of the largest on-ramps for retail Bitcoin buyers in the United States. Users can buy, hold and withdraw Bitcoin directly inside the app, and Block reports Bitcoin activity as a major line in its revenue. A fraud problem on the fiat side of Cash App is also a fraud problem for the crypto balances sitting next to it. The distinction that matters here is custody. Money and Bitcoin held inside Cash App are custodial. Block controls the keys and the account. If an account is compromised or frozen, the user depends entirely on Block's support process to recover funds, which is exactly the process regulators just called out. This is the same counterparty exposure that defines any custodial product, and it is one reason some users prefer to spend from a wallet they control rather than leave a balance on a platform. For anyone weighing where to keep spendable crypto, the settlement is a reminder that the quality of a provider's fraud response is part of the product, not an afterthought. A card or app with strong rewards, but a support desk that cannot reach a human during an active drain is offering less protection than the marketing suggests. The broader shift toward stablecoin-based spending does not remove this risk on its own. Custodial stablecoin accounts carry the same dependence on the issuer's controls. The practical takeaway for users: Cash App keeps operating normally, and the live support requirement should roll out as Block implements the settlement terms. Existing users do not need to take any action based on the agreement itself. The practical takeaway is narrower. Fraud response and account recovery deserve the same scrutiny as fees and rewards when choosing where to hold or spend crypto. Two regulatory actions in 18 months, targeting the same weaknesses, tell you the gap was real and slow to close.